Yes, hi, my name is Jennifer Radford. Bernard, welcome to KPFK Community Radio, powered by the people. People, thank you. I'm a listener now. I have been on Pacific National Board. I've sat at that table for a number of years. I would like to say to you that one problem I have seen over the years repeatedly, consistently, is one of communication. Information is not flowing from the LSB to the listeners, from the LSB to management, from the LSB to the PNB. We heard all of that tonight. We've heard problems with communication between the unpaid staff and management. If you can open up avenues and channels of communication just to get information going, transparency here is virtually non-existent. Nobody among the listeners knows what's going on. In fact, there is no way for the listeners to contact the LSB. There is no way for the listeners to contact the LSB except to be doing what I'm doing now. In addition, we have had ongoing problems over the years, and I can document them time and time again, about how programmers, particularly of color, particularly our unpaid staff, have had to confront obstacles to producing programming for our station. Whether that is interference in the computer room that's available to them and the hours it's available, or the right to hang posters on the wall of the computer room.
15 seconds.
Thank you. The ice rave programming that has been at best inconsistent in terms of Pacifica that was mandated by the Pacifica National Board.
These problems
are ongoing, and I hope they will rectify.
Will the next speaker please say your name? And
this is Bernie Eisenberg. Hello, Bernard. I pronounce my name Bernard. There have been some disparaging remarks concerning these masters. I would like to be able to defend him, but I can't. I have to support the contention that he is either a willing or an unwilling stooge for capitalistic imperialism.
Yeah.
All right. The sad part is that he has successfully indoctrinated a large audience, including apparently Israel, who just spoke a moment ago. For about 12 years, I have advocated for programs on Pacifica that advocate, that are free thought programs, rational thought programs, programs about secularism, programs on logical analysis, programs that teach you how to think, not what to think. Back to Ian Ratchett on a personal level. During the past two or three elections, he promoted his preferred slate, the election supervisor did nothing in the management. He denigrated his opposition using abusive language. In fact, once he was forced to apologize on air for attacking three people who lobbied against him. I was one of those people. I was named on the air. He stated that we were members of the Revolutionary Communist Party. He stated that as a fact on the air, and he was forced to apologize when the ACLU was called into this case. I want to give you a background on this person.
Well, the next speaker, a reminder to the board, we had approved 7.5 minutes for the 55 speakers, and this is our final speaker from New York. Terry.
I want to point out that the PNB chair doesn't have the same right to inspect as all the LSP members. The directors have an individual right of inspection under law. And under law, there is not a notice requirement.
Thank you.
Every director's inspection that has occurred in Pacifica has occurred with ample notice. But there is an argument being made for surprise inspection.
Yes.
And it is legal during regular business hours. The other point I wanted to make was that if the LSC is ever effective in making programming decisions as to a program that should be removed from the air, or a program that should be produced for the air, or a program that should be rescheduled, then that's all the kind of work that the LSP will be allowed to do. So I will invite management to ignore any such decisions made by the LSP.
Thank you,
Chair. I think 30 seconds.
We still have 30 seconds for one more speaker.
I just want to say my perspective is that we're a movement, we're a non-profit, and we're a business. And Bernard's challenge is to lead all three of those, and that's three different hats, and it can get kind of confusing. One thing that I noticed is that people who listen to Ian Masters are then drawn into Blaise Montaigne, one after the other, and have very different perspectives, and Blaise's audience is probably larger and vice versa. That's the idea of we're a movement, we're kind of a united front, and we can't wipe out one part or the other that we don't like, because then we'll be only speaking to a short number. And the last thing is that logistical things can make a big difference, like on this question of, I was an executive director for 15 years. When we put in when somebody put in for reimbursement, they put a request for reimbursement, attach a receipt, that request gets signed by one or two people in authority, and all of that paperwork, no check goes out. When the check goes out, the bookkeeper attaches a copy of the check to that little package, and it gets filed. So if we have those kind of things, processes in process, then we don't have arguments of this kind.
Thank you, Steve. That was your time. Back to the board. Tomorrow, I'll call on you next.
I move to extend time 7.5 minutes to allow for the full 30 minutes of public comment, and that people have not yet spoken be allowed to speak.
You've made your motion. We have a second. Calling for the vote to extend the time 7.5 more minutes before we finish our meeting. Raise your hands if you support it. One, two.
That people who have not yet spoken be allowed to occupy that time.
Okay. It seems that the line is full of people that haven't spoken, so I think you're covered.
Well, there's one.
Raise your hand if you support this motion. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, against, 1.
No, in 5 favor.
Against, abstentions, not seeing any, one abstention, motion passed. We have 7.5 minutes before we adjourn the meeting. The next speaker, could you just remind us your name? And
hello, I'm Geneva. I'm Summer's mother, and I want to say welcome to Bernard. And while sitting here tonight, I was moved to write this short poem. Meeting with the board. Slowly falling through the night. Is it a meeting or a fight? The business of the boards are front. Egos muscling their might. Jostling for their position. Destroying any supposition that this really is a board and not a forum for discord. The mission statement doesn't say that partisans shall have their way. It says diversity is new, and giving voice to what is new is what we are supposed to do. Serving many, not the few. Even when we don't agree, can't we find a way to see the value of the station's role and give allegiance to the whole, standing up for what is fair to keep the station on the air?
Thank you very much. Well stated. And Bella's been asked not to speak because we're out first, next person in line. Roger. And it's unfortunate for you lost your right to speak. Whoever's next, please remind us your name.
This is a dangerous position. My name is Dele, so I send my solidarity to the new general manager. Tomorrow, the 15th of June, on the same day in 1976, in Soweto, South Africa. If you do not know the history of Los Angeles, at least I'm sure you will know the story of Soweto in South Africa. You are not too far from such a situation in Los Angeles. And I ask you to carefully consider what legacy you want to leave behind as the general manager of KPFK. Sitting not too far away from you is a young woman who is a member of this board, Diana. I will need you to consult with people like her, who are perpetually, people like her are perpetually harassed by the police in this city of Los Angeles. You could go to the archives of KPFK so that you can understand the trajectory of history, of progressive history in Los Angeles. I'm not asking you to listen to just a group of people, but I want you to listen to all of us. Do not leave out any consistency of the listenership of KPFK. And if you create such a situation of justice and democracy, we shall be working with you. alternatively, I do not want to see us resisting your management, but again, I send to you our solidarity as a member of the black community in America and as a Nigerian from the African continent.
Thank you. Commander, what is your name?
I want to thank God and say, I like to. My name is Fernando Velasquez. I've been in the Pacific over 30 years and I'm still standing. I'd like to welcome the new manager and congratulate him for having the guts and the courage to apply for the job. On the question of young masters, it's not the content, although, you know, some of us disagree that he's constantly advocating humanitarian intervention in the State Department policy frequently. We object to the fact that we have an interim program director for life and spend so much of the company time trying to pursue to advance his show all over the country when he doesn't pay any attention to the other programs. Doesn't give the same quality time that he gives Ian Masters. And I wonder why he's so special. Not only he's so special, that Ian Masters is promoted, his show is promoted during the Spanish language programming block, but the Spanish language programming block is not promoting on the Ian Masters show. Mm-hmm. Thank you, as you may. The point about promos, there's plenty of airtime to allow promos to be on the air. What happens is, part of the problem with the promos is the same problem that we have with the ICE rate and things like that. Because at KPFK, people do not want to be interrupted. They don't want to stop what they're doing in the programming, and the program director doesn't want to get on the bad side of the programmers because he wants to get related. I'm sorry. He wants to be the permanent program director.
All right, thank you, Fernando. And the next speaker, say your name.
Jonathan Markowitz.
Welcome, Jonathan. You'll be our final speaker.
Okay. I'm outraged that each station's audio archives have not been reconstituted yet to put in permanent form. There's no reason for it anymore, and that is because data storage is certainly affordable, especially in terms of audio MP3 files, which are really minuscule. I'm not necessarily saying that be necessary for the music programming, although I would like it to be, in spite of royalty issues. I certainly hope you address this, Bernard. It's a serious issue because this is a public affairs station. The public affairs programming must be available, I believe, in perpetuity. And that should be retroactive to the very beginning that the LAR archive was starting to be implemented. There are also other people in the community that have audio archives going back over 10 years. That archive is still not available to listeners. Regarding moving new quarters for WBAI and WPFW, it is of the utmost necessary that intense scrutiny by all five local station boards and the National Board Executive Director have the authority to scrutinize the establishment of contracts and or rentals with possibility of purchase.
And that's your time.
Otherwise,
thank you very much. That completes our 30 minutes of public comment.
With graph and feedback.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Is the board going to make a motion to hear one more? Because we have made an agreement. Is there a motion? There's a motion. Do we have a second? Any objections?
No.
Thank you. We'll hear Roger.
Okay. Bernard, you have a tough job ahead of you, as you've already seen, I think, tonight. And one thing I would ask of you is you have incredible resources around you in this area, in Los Angeles, in the people that are in this room. And use them, ask for them, you know, be friendly to them. And we will be more than friendly and give to the extent of our abilities. Also, you need to be sharp on the national office about numbers because the financial system, having worked on it, you know, through finance committees and others, over at least 40 years, I know that it's a mess, and if it were me, I would fire those people and get real financial officers to provide figures. So go for it and hammer them.
Hearing a motion to adjourn, bear with me. Ariana has made a request. When we adjourn, if we listen to her for a moment, she has an announcement to make about her organization. So we have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second from Ollie, I heard first. Any objection? Motion carries. We adjourn. Ariana, take the microphone.
Okay. So I'll make it brief. Most people know that I'm a member of the Blackwater Liberation Party, and we are in the New Generation Black Panther Party. We were created in 1996 by Bloods and Crips. So basically, they came together and resurrected the teachings of the original Black Panther Party because it's worse than our community now. As you know, the build up the prison industrial complex, a lot of people don't know. They think that preemptive attacks are launched at people in the Middle East. The build up of the prison industrial complex was a preemptive attack launched at the black community. If you criminalize the whole generations of black people, black brown people as well, then you have no revolutionary movement. But they were wrong, because oppression does breed resistance, and we were created by Bloods and Crips. They recognize they need to take their anger and put it towards the real enemy, which is the fascist state. We actually consider ourselves the ultimate drive-by against the fascist state. So getting to what I'm going to ask for, I'm fundraising for our summer program. And what we do with this program is we teach kids martial arts self-defense, but most importantly, political and cultural education. So that way they can help understand who they are as brown people, as black people oppressed by this government. And I'm asking everybody if they can help out with a financial contribution. Also, if you have material resources, if you have masks, knee pads, art supplies, whatever, you can donate. We ain't government. We're not government funded. We're not a non-profit. Everything we do is supported out of our own pockets and from people that make contributions. Of course, you can't be a non-profit government-funded organization that's going against the government, and that's what we're doing. So, people just know, get what you can. Like we tell people who are out there selling newspapers, pretty people's quarters lines, every bit counts.
Thank you guys for a great meeting. We had a great turnout. We got a lot done, a lot of motions passed, and keep the faith. Thank the audience for showing up. We had a great turnout.
I think that you have missed the boat. Ian Master has been given 5 hours. You can't tell me anymore to adjourn your meeting. Ian Master has been given 5 hours to